Told it would. That is 7:30. We all thought so. Number 11 right now is serving for the Raiders on Alaska, and it hits it, goes over it. Number 3 for the Sandpoint Eagles doesn't quite make it back, and it's 22-6. And Alaska Raiders are ahead. Number 11 is serving again for the Raiders. It's up over the net and it's out of bounds. So the score is 22-7 right now. And Alaska Raiders are ahead. Number 13 for the Eagles. She's getting ready to serve. She's up and not quite to the net, so the Raiders get the ball back. And number 4 is going to be serving for the Raiders. Bouncing the ball a couple times. Whistle blows. Bouncing a couple times. She's up. Overhand shot over the net. Right to number 5, King, to the Eagles. Back to number 11 from Unalaska. And it doesn't... Yeah, game point for the Eagles. Sorry about that. I lost track of what's going on. Number 4 is serving right now for the Eagles. It goes back to number 3 over the net. And the Eagles are struggling with it. It's back and forth 3 times. It's going quicker than I can call it. Number 9 spikes it. And right down in there for the Unalaska Raiders. So it's 24-8. It was a point for the Eagles. It was out of bounds. I'm sorry about that bad call. I should watch the hands of Luke, the referee, because he never misses it where I do up here in the broadcast booth. Williams is serving for the Eagles. Never, we got a dig and a set, and it's over with a spike to the Eagles. Doesn't quite make it back over the net to the Raiders. And Eagles still have the ball. It looks like Marissa Williams is going to serve it again. Okay, 25-8. That's the end of the first game, first set. Again, we started late here in the broadcast booth. We were all inclined. It was going to start at 7:30, and it started at 7. And just the way things are between here in the broadcast booth and where I'm broadcasting out of here, I'm going through the telephone into the broadcast booth at KSDP Radio. And if no one's there to answer the phone, and Virgil was under the impression we were going to start at 7:30 also. In fact, I even told him earlier after this last game that I was going to call at 7:25. So no harm done. We just way late in this first set. It's looking pretty good. I got a couple little comments on the first game that we had between King Cove and Sandpoint. King Cove looked really, really good. They played really, really, really well as a team. If someone missed a shot, they'd all come up and, you know, tap them on the back, you know, stroke their back or whatever. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it was a real team show. I was really impressed with those people. Sandpoint's team, they stood tall. They stood tough. They did what they could, and they got beat pretty hard, and they came up smiling. It really doesn't get much better than that. So we're just going to see what's going on here. Got a little low in the action, and they're going to change sides right now. Bobby Goodwins is the coach of Babby Goodwins, that is the coach for the Unalaska Raiders. We have number 3 at Rachel Goulans. She's a 12th grader. Number 4 is Kayleen Esnerado. She's an 11th grader. Number 1 is Kaisel Tungle. She's a 10th grader. Number 9 is Claudine Tungle. She's a 12th grader. Number 11, Marina Olson. She's a 9th grader. And number 23 is Kenessa Price, a 10th grader. Louisa Siemens, it's number 35, is a 10th grader. And Abigail Jensen is a 12th grader. We got a bunch of 12th graders on the Alaska team. So this should come up to be a rather interesting match. The sides are now switched. We got Unalaska on the right side of where I'm sitting in the broadcast booth. And the left side, we have Sandpoint Eagles. Luke is getting up to go in his walker's ladder to the gallows, as it were. No, to his referee position. I must... The handshakes are going on between the teams, and I must say that Luke is doing one terrific job as a referee. The Sandpoint Eagle mascot is back on the court with one heck of a costume. I want to borrow that for Halloween, by the way. That's a dandy one. Whoever made that, that's great. That is a good one. But, yeah, spirit of America. Go get them, Eagles. Let's see what happens here. Teams are being talked to. Luke is saying a few words. And it looks like Sandpoint's got the ball, and Williams is going to serve. It's up. It's over. And not very good. It's three shots, and it made it over by the Raiders. And the Raiders got it back from the Eagles. And a spike to the Eagles. And they're still hanging. They're still hanging in there. We got a, oh, boy, into the rafters. In the rafters. It's down. Oh. I don't know. Quite, not quite sure what happens when that happens. It hits the rafters. It goes to the other team. So the Raiders have the ball back. That was the best. And a point. That was the best volley that I've seen so far this evening. Number, whatever it was. Oh, boy, I'm getting confused here. Sandpoint got the ball and went between three players and into the net after the serve by number three for the Raiders. She's getting ready to serve again. Sorry, went quicker than my little mind can handle it. Number three for the Raiders is getting ready to serve. She's bouncing it, Michael Jordan style. Up over, overhand, and it goes to number nine. And, oh, the Eagles didn't quite make it over the net. Had like three digs, and it didn't quite make it. A dig to number three, a dig to number nine. Number three is serving again for the Raiders. And Sandpoint, it bounces off of number eight, it looks like, for Sandpoint Eagles. Number three is up again, serving for the Raiders. It's over the net, and number 11, or Williams, gets it over the net to the Raiders. The Raiders knock it back, and that was number 35 for the Raiders. Inbounds, the score is 5-2. This set, number three serving again for the Raiders. Up, over the net. Oh, number 15 for the Eagles misses it. So the Raiders still have the ball. It's 6-0. Number three serving again for the Raiders. And it goes right to Marissa Williams, number 11. No, that was number, you know, I need new glasses. I can't really see that far. But anyway, the Eagles didn't get it back. The Raiders serve again, right into the middle of the Eagles. They didn't get that one back. Just lost two in a row, just bam, bam. So it's 8-0 right now. And Unalaska's stomping the Eagles. And it hits the net. Served by Marissa, by number three from the Raiders. And it hits the top of the net, goes over, so they get the point at 9-0. She's serving again. Over the net. Not quite over the net that time, right in the middle of it. So Sandpoint's got the ball back, and it should be 9-1 right now. And it looks like Marissa Williams for the Eagles is getting ready to serve. Left-handed. It's up over the net, and we got a dig, a set, and a spike. And back over from the Eagles, a dig, a spike, not quite. Oh, it's back and forth between both teams, back and forth. We got all kinds of digs. There's a spike by the Raiders to the Eagles, and number 11 doesn't quite knock it back over. So it stays in with Unalaska. Number four serving for Unalaska now. Up over the net. 13 gets it back. Number 9 to 35. Back to 9. A spike to the Eagles. And doesn't make it back again. That was number 13 for the Eagles. Tried to get that ball back over the net. Didn't quite make it. Now, Unalaska serving again. It's up. We got a dig straight back behind her. And that was number 9. For the Eagles, went right, just knocked her. No, the ball went right behind her after it hit her. Number four, over for the Raiders. We got a couple digs, and by the Eagles, doesn't quite make it over the net, so the Raiders still have the ball. Number four still serving for the Raiders, of course. She's up, over the net, and again, we got two sets, and not quite over the net. By, not two sets, two digs, underhanded shots by the Eagles. Didn't quite make it over the net. So the score is now 14-1, served by the Raiders. into the net, but not over. The Eagles have the ball again. It looks like number 12, 4. That's, I got the wrong teams. Yeah, that's 12. Lanny Kuchinoff is serving for the Eagles. Raiders have it with, two digs, and it went over the net. And the Eagles, I'm not exactly sure what happened on that one. Landed into the net, but it went over, so they still have it. Number 12 is serving for the Eagles. Over the net, you got a couple digs, another dig, a spike, and didn't quite make it back over the net by the Eagles. Number 25, that tall gal they have for the Raiders, spiked it in. It wasn't a hard spike, but it was enough to get that point, which makes it 15-3, the Raiders. Number 35 serving for the Raiders right now. She's wearing yellow. And, Eagles got it. And two digs and a spike by the Raiders. And the Raiders still have it. It looked like it was out to me. And it looks like it might have been. Oh, yes, the Eagles do have it. It was out. So the score right now is 15-4. And the Eagles are serving right now. It's up over the net. We got a dig, a set, and a spike. And it goes right in to the right side of a defending Sandpoint Eagles and was not returned. So it's 16-4. So we got number one for the Raiders serving. It looks like a substitution's coming in. Number 11 came in for the Raiders. Number one serving right now. It's up. We got a dig. And to no avail. Eagles could not return it. Number one is serving again for the Raiders. Up over the net. Not quite over the net. They hit it. So Sandpoint's got the ball right now. It's 17-5. Raiders are ahead. And serving for the Sandpoint Eagles is number 15. It's coming up. And out of bounds. The Raiders get the ball back. And the score is 18-5. Yeah, Luke got a haircut, right? Just nailed him. Okay, it was a serve. Sandpoint's got two digs, and it went over Luke's head. They're just picking on the ref today, it looks like. Two balls right in a row just about hitting. But the Raiders got the ball back. I still have the ball at 19-5. Yeah, it's a serve and a dig by... It was a serve and a dig by the Eagles to return it. Nobody was there to grab it and knock it back. So the Raiders still have the ball. It's a serve. It's up, and it's out of bounds, so Sandpoint has the ball. It looks like number nine, and it went right into the Raptors and right back to server number nine, so it looks like King Cove's got the ball, not King Cove, but the Raiders. That's on Alaska, has the ball, and we have the great spiker, number 23. She stands a little bit taller than him, but number 11 on that team is pretty tall, too, the freshman. So it's up into the net. Sandpoint's got the ball back at 21-7. And number 11, Marissa Williams is serving for Sandpoint. It's up. We got a dig. We got a set and a spike by the Raiders. And it's back to Sandpoint. We got two digs. Another dig. It doesn't quite make it back. So Sandpoint is... loses that volley again. It's 21-7 by the Raiders of Alaska. Number 11 serves for the Raiders. Got a dig. Dig is set after a return from Sandpoint. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, but a double hit. I missed that. I guess that's one little thing. I don't know. I should have saw that. But double hit by the Raiders. So number 11 serving for the Eagles. We got a dig by a set and a spike, all three in a row from the Raiders. But it went completely out of bounds, so the Eagles still have the ball. I even caught that one, but I think Pat Pastor is here to keep me straight anyway. 22-9. Got number 11 serving again for the Eagles. And a dig goes right over the net by the Raiders. Goes back to the Eagles, into the Raptors, straight down. So the Raiders, that is, have the ball back, and it's 23-9. to 9. Number 4 serving for the Raiders. Oh, we got a dig coming back from the Eagles by number 9. Knocks out of bounds. So the Raiders still have the ball. Number 4 still serving. The score is 23 to 9. She's bouncing the ball right now. Bouncing it. Getting ready to serve. She hits it. She serves it. It's up over the net. And we got a dig. And it went under the net. Supposed to go over the net. So the Eagles, that's set. So we got the end of the second set here. And the score is 25-9. And that is in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. So changing sides right now again, just like they do every time. Doesn't seem to be a lucky side on this one. We got... just looking at the teams out there, I see that Unalaska has a definite advantage of height. I'm not sure the grades of the Sandpoint Eagle teams, but there's a lot of seniors on Unalaska's team also. So it's definitely stacked in Alaska's favor. Excuse me while I have a little pause here. I have a little break of heartburn here. I think I ate too much of that fabulous spaghetti feed. You all should have been down here for that. It was great fun, and it's a great way to get ready for a game. The teams are back to each of their benches, and they're talking, doing what teams do when they get to the benches between halves or between quarters or whatever. And coaches are conferring with the ref. And it looks like all things are in order. But this has been quite a good turnout. The crowd's not bad tonight. We have a lot of spirit for Sandpoint coming out of the bleachers, and both teams look really good. They play well together as teams, and that's always good to see. Whether they win or lose, they seem to be up and not to lose. The Sandpoint Eagles lost the last game, and they didn't seem to be devastated. They still kept their lips up, and they're playing hard. Doing the best they can. That's all you can ask. Getting ready now to do the old handshake again. I think I do that between every set, but I'll just try to keep you entertained here while things are getting ready to happen again. I don't see that glorious looking mascot that the Eagles have. Again, that is one fabulous costume. Who in the heck made that? That's it's really good. It's like something a professional football team would have or something. It's a dandy one. Now, the coach for the Eagles is talking to each player. Not sure what they're talking about. He's not passing out bubble gum or anything. That's probably after the game. Remember when I was in Little League baseball, you know, if we won a game, we'd go out and have milkshakes. That was always great fun. It really was. Luke's climbing his stairs again to his little spot where he refs the game. Again, he's doing a terrific job of reffing this volleyball activity. There's the Eagle flapping his wings now. Is he going to fly, or he's flapping him so tough? Okay, we got a serving, getting ready to serve for the Raiders. We got a dig, and to no avail by Sandpoint, and the Raiders still have the ball. And it's number 3, and number 4 we're serving. Something's goofy here. A little pause in the game. 3 is getting ready to go. Okay, there she goes. She's a scorekeeper was gone. That's what it was. Okay, number 3 is up, and it's over the net. We got a dig by Sandpoint. Another dig. Now we need a spike. And he just knocked it out of bounds. So it's should be 2-0 this set by the Unalaska Raiders. Number 3 is still serving. It's up over the net. Oh, number three from Sandpoint missed it. Didn't quite get the dig on that, and the score goes to 1-3 for the Raiders. Number 3 is serving again, and it went back over to the Raiders. They got a couple sets here and a spike. Oh, the spike to number 3. From number 35. Number 35 by the Raiders spiked it to number 3 on the Eagles, and it didn't quite make it back. So number 3-4, the Raiders is serving again. I'll give you the score on this next round here. It's up over the net, and it goes to number 9 on the Eagles. Dot returned. So the score is 5-0, and number 3 for the Raiders is going to serve it again. She's dribbling. Up it goes. And right in the middle of the Eagles' defense. Nobody was there for it. Nobody was there. Score is 6-0. Number three serving again. It's over the net. And we got it back over to the Raiders. They got a couple of setups, and it didn't quite make it. Number four for the Raiders missed it. So the ball goes back to the Sandpoint Eagles. And it looks like Marissa Williams is going to serve, and that's number 11 for the Sandpoint Eagles. She's a lefty. There it goes over the net. And they got a dig. Oh, the dig went over the net. And number 13 for Sandpoint couldn't quite get it back. So the Eagles get it, not the Eagles, the Raiders get it back. Number four is serving for the Raiders, score 7-1. It's up, it's over the net, and it's back to the Raiders. A couple setups and a spike, and that was it. Sandpoint lost and missed that one too, so it's 8-1. And we had a couple digs, a couple sets and a spike, and Eagles couldn't get it back. So four is bringing it back up in the serve. It's over. We got a dig, and a dig went over the net. We got a couple sets by the Raiders. Didn't quite make it over the net.
Double hit.
That's what it was. I'm missing these double hits. It's like hockey. It goes too fast. Sandpoint's got the ball back, and it's 8-2. And it's being served right now over the net. And number 39 to number 9 brings it. Back to, oh my goodness, it's back and forth, back and forth. Wham! A spike doesn't quite make it over by number 9 from the Raiders. So the Eagles get the ball back. It went back and forth three times on that round. It was pretty exciting volleyball action. Another serve by the Eagles, and they let it go out of bounds. So way too excited. So it looks like Unalaska Raiders... They're going to serve again. Now the Gallows in yellow is serving, number 39. Nice form. And we got a dig, went over, and not quite. I mean, they made it back. 23 for the Raiders brought it back to the Eagles, and the Eagles could not bring it back. That was number 11 that missed. So now we have 39 for the Raiders serving again. And right between number 15 and 13 for the Eagles, nobody grabbed it, so the score is 11-3, and number 39 for the Raiders is serving again. She got great form. There it is again. Oh, they're up with us. Number 13 had a dig and knocked it out of bounds for the Sandpoint Eagles. So it goes back. It remains in the possession of number 39, the server for the Raiders. Up over the net, and... Oh boy, we have a teammate down. I think it was just out of frustration. It hit Marissa Williams, number 11. She didn't quite make it back and fell. So number 39 serving again, over the net, and Williams to Williams again. She misses again, 13-3. She looks visibly upset. I would be. Number 39 is serving again for the Raiders, and it goes. Oh yeah, number 13. 13-4, Sandpoint did a dig, went over the net, and the Raiders could not bring it back. Number 3 for the Eagles serving right now. He goes, no, it doesn't quite make it over the net. Darn, it goes right back to the Unalaska Raiders. Looks like number 1's going to serve for the Raiders from Unalaska. She's bouncing it tough. She's bouncing it real tough, getting ready to go. There she goes. Doesn't quite make it over the net, so the Eagles get it back. And again, the score is 15-5. It's number 12. 12 served. We got a dig, a set, and a spike from the Raiders. And number 13 could not get to it from the Eagles. So the ball remains with Unalaska Raiders. Number 9 is getting ready to serve. Up over the net and out of bounds. Sandpoint has the ball back. It's 16-6. And getting ready to serve. Number 5 or number 9, I can't tell. And number 29 Oh, my goodness. We had two digs, and they looked rather sloppy, but they went right over the net, and the Eagles could not return it. So number 23, the spiker for the team is serving right now for the Raiders. And he got a dig and a set. It went over to the Raiders. It went to the Eagles, back to the Raiders, back to the Eagles. Now it's back to the Raiders again. Got two sets. Oh, two digs, and the Eagles took it back. That was a really good volley, 17-7. And the ball is in the possession right now of the Sandpoint Eagles. And that's number 15 that's serving for the Eagles. It's up. We got a dig, a set, and a spike. And that's all it took for the Unalaska Raiders to get another point and the possession of the ball from the Sandpoint Eagles. It's 18-7 right now. Number 11 is serving for the Raiders. And doesn't quite make it to the net, so the Eagles get the ball back. And it's 18-8. It looks like Williams is serving for the Eagles. And into the net. So the ball goes back to the Unalaska Raiders. Number 4 is back up. I think her form is about my favorite. She's got a really really good she can play in tennis. It's up over the net. And we got a dig and a set. The set took it over the net. But it was out of bounds. So number 4 is still serving for the Raiders. Up over the net. Oh, and it goes to number 15. She could not get to it of the Sandpoint Eagles. So the Raiders still maintain possession of the ball. It is 21-8. Number 4 is still serving for the Eagles. I mean for the Raiders. Oh, the ball goes to number 15 again and to no avail. So the Raiders still have possession with a score of 22-8. Number 4 is serving again. Slipper form. She goes. She just doesn't miss. Okay, serves to number 15 again, and it goes out of bounds. She's kind of picking on poor number 15, and she's got a pretty good aim. There's no doubt about that. Here she goes again. Let's see if she nails 15 again. Oh, yeah. Every time. Got two sets, or two digs, that is, to no avail. And the ball remains in the Raiders' possession at 24-8. Number 4 serving again. Let's see if she hits it to number 15. Not quite. It hits it to number 9. 9 trying to get it to 11. 11 missed it from the Eagles. 25-8. So it's 25-8, and that's that set. That's the end of the whole game, period. Then that was three sets. I keep thinking there's four, like, you know, four quarters of football or four quarters like basketball.
Three,
okay, yeah. This is, like I said, it's all new to me, and it's been a learning experience. It's been a whole lot of fun. I hope I can do this more often to get better at it for you guys, and hopefully they'll permit me to do some basketball this winter. This has been a great time, and I'd like to publicly thank Pastor Morgan for helping me out here and holding my hand and guiding me through this thing. Because, again, this is a new experience. This is, let me see the scores on that, Pastor, real quick. Okay, yeah, we're going to check on one thing, and that's, I don't know if we have another game tonight or not, so just hang on. But it looks like the score of the first quarter was 6-25, and it was on Alaska, the Raiders won. That set. And number 2, the Raiders won that at 25-9. And the third set is 25-8. So I'm going to get off air for a little while, and